he does have a U.S. connection, but it's not a very big one, really, Andy. You and I have talked about coaches from the U.S., such as Bob Bradley or Bruce Arena, making the way over to Europe and getting some coaching experience, at least that we were hoping maybe they could get that here in the U.K. Or possibly Germany. But David Wagner is being kind of held up as an American coach. He does hold a U.S. passport through having an American father, but unfortunately, compared to some of the other coaches, again, Bob Bradley and Bruce Arena, he never did play or coach in the U.S. or MLS, and he's mostly been at Borussia Dortmund as one of the right-hand men of Jurgen Klopp when he was there. But he did, as you said, he did play for the U.S. men's national team between 96 and 98, only picked up 8 caps at that time. I believe they were playing far less internationals at that time, the U.S. were. But really, he didn't make much of an impact for the U.S. national team. And as I said, he really only qualifies as an American, really, just because of his dad and holding a U.S. passport, much like a few of the current men's national team members in the U.S., Jermaine Jones and Fabian Johnson. They both have, they qualify to play for the U.S. through their parents being ex-U.S. military who were stationed in Germany. And so Wagner just qualifies in that same way. So in my opinion, not quite like a Bob Bradley or a Bruce Arena that we can hold up as saying, well, this is an American coach and he's gone over and he's had all this success, because he did get much of his coaching education there in Germany. So, you know, it is quite a surprise to see him go to Huddersfield. But in the grand scheme of American soccer, I don't really see him making that big of a, I guess you can say, contribution to American soccer.
I know that you'll have been monitoring what a lot of people in MLS will have been saying, and a lot of the fan sites and things. Has it got much attention over there, or has this very much gone under the radar in America?
You know, I think it's a little hit and miss. I did see an article on MLSsoccer.com talking about Wagner and the fact that he did play for the U.S. men's national team. But other than that, I think that there have been a few articles tying him in that time between 96 and 98, but I think a lot of people will go back to what I've said about he hasn't really got that education in the game through the U.S., such as coaches like Bob Bradley or Bruce Arena or any of the other coaches who are coming up right now that, you know, someday could go abroad and coach.
As a Huddersfield fan, Drew, just give me a moment just to dream for a second. If David Wagner gets us to the playoffs or even the promised land that is the Premier League, do you think suddenly America would look at him and go, yes, he is one of ours? Or do you think that even then there might always be that slight distance?
No, I think that absolutely would be the case. I think you would see a lot more coverage of Huddersfield, and I think you would see a lot more people making that tie between him and the U.S. And, you know, there's no reason he couldn't end up someday going over to the U.S. and coaching, whether it's MLS or the U.S. men's national team. He has, I assume, I haven't got to watch a lot of Borussia Dortmund's reserve team, but I assume learning under Jurgen Klopp, he's got a lot of that same style, and that's quite in vogue right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if someday we get to see a little bit more love for David Wagner over in the U.S. As his career progresses as a coach. He's still, I believe this is his first time as a senior coach, so only 44, so he's got a long way to go still in his career.